This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, 601, why am I still here is the question.
You're hanging out. Come on, it's day one. You're going to make me take over at 6?
Thank you, Dustin Y. Obviously, they jump out at 6 o'clock, as you know.
We didn't say goodbye, Dustin.
And thank you to James Dolan for joining us. I think, just real quick, a little recap.
Yeah.
From a basketball standpoint, you know, for a lot of people that think the New York Knicks want Giannis or going to get Giannis, I think he pretty much threw cold water on that. Not that it couldn't happen,
no.
But they feel very comfortable with the 12 dudes they got.
This is the team.
And I happen to agree with it.
Yeah.
You know, because if you look at the East, forget about San Antonio and Oklahoma City for a minute, because that's going to be a beast,
right?
Whichever one of those two teams. And I think they're the only two teams right now that can really lay claim to being good enough to come out of the West. And even though the Spurs have beaten the Thunder 3 straight times in like a 10-day span,
right,
you got to beat the champs to be the champs in the postseason.
Absolutely.
So we'll get to that in a minute. I meant it. Detroit's the only team. You're barring a major collapse. And I'll give the Celtics a lot of credit. They're playing great
really
basketball
well
without Tatum.
Yeah.
They're like 14 games over 500, something like that.
Yeah.
So I give the Celtics a lot of credit. But the Celtics cannot beat the Knicks in 7.
No.
The Pacers cannot beat the Knicks in 7.
No, they don't.
And they're obviously a lottery team this year anyway.
Yeah.
The Pistons are a problem. They're the team because they play rugged basketball. They're very physical. They've got some injuries they're dealing with as well. They've got some depth. And they've got a score.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a guy in Cade Cunningham who can take over a basketball game just like Jalen Brunson can.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's another team that can beat the Knicks in 7. I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
in the East,
I think the Sixers can be a problem. I mean, we saw it the other night. Maxey and Embiid, that is a dynamic duo. I don't think they could beat
them. But I don't think Embiid's going to be healthy.
Yeah, that's
George
the thing.
George is an issue, and Tyrese Maxey might be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
He's playing great
basketball. He's playing incredible
basketball. Yes. 30 points a game the whole bit.
I mean, so I would say Philly, at least on some level, scares me a little bit, but I don't disagree with you. I think they're the best team in the East.
And then
I think anything, and he admitted to it, anything short of an NBA Finals is a failure.
Which I loved hearing. The things I took from him that I've never heard him say before, and obviously I know him well, and we talk frequently, and he's been on, obviously, previous incarnations of any show that I've hosted with Boomer, and obviously with Evan, and now with you.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is, he talked about his ownership of the Knicks and Rangers in a manner I've never heard him talk about before.
Yeah.
Where just because I own it doesn't mean I've accomplished anything.
No.
He wants credit for building a championship.
Sure.
And obviously, I hope he does. You hope he does.
Yeah.
But I don't hear a lot of owners say that.
No. I agree. The idea, and especially, you know, coming from his father, a lot of people have this assumption, especially when you're kind of born into it, that it's, you know, it's, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, you take solace in just the idea that I'm the big owner, I'm the big flashy owner, and he's had that reputation in the past.
Yeah.
But to have him speak that casually about it and talk about the idea that he hasn't accomplished anything, I thought that was as interesting. And I was, you know, I wonder how he would feel if a championship doesn't come. Right, because you own things for this long. He's owned two teams in this city for a long time.
Yeah,
and if he never builds that championship team, if just a solid basketball team right now or a dangerous hockey team a couple years ago is the best he ever gets, I want hearing them right now. I think he would be a lament. He would have a big regret.
I do too. Yeah. Because look, this isn't even about money anymore.
No,
right? He's been blessed. He's very successful. Grew up in obviously a successful family with his dad and all that. But I think you want to accomplish something. You want to achieve something, like you said.
Yeah.
And you could come close. Yeah, coming close is fine.
Yeah.
But you want to end your stewardship of both, not just one, New York franchises with a championship.
Absolutely.
Or you're going to feel, I would think, as a competitive guy in business and in life, you'd feel like it's not complete.
Sure.
Like your storyline's not complete.
Yeah.
And as we all know too well, there's just no way to guarantee that you ever get that championship.
No, there isn't.
Right? And the Yankees have gone 16 years now without it. Right? For a team that's won more championships
and for someone,
than any franchise.
Yeah, and for someone, the public eye and owning the Knicks in particular have brought him, you know, there's been a lot of issues with him, you know, in prior years. I wonder at the end of it all how he would feel and look back on his time.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's squeeze a couple calls in here before we take a little break. Start with Kevin in Howard Beach. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, my God, the architect must be out of his mind right now. The dream team. I've waited for this for so long. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. We did it just for you.
Number one, I know you did, Mike. Listen.
That's the best call
That's
of the
it.
Day.
That's it.
I'm going to wait for an hour.
Mike's got a lot
Calvin
more to say.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike's been around since he's been around.
Yeah.
You've been forever. Listen, you know I love you.
Thank you.
Number one, Mr. Cotton, did you ever return Mary Pat's baking dish?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
I said that in there. Okay. Neither of you heard me.
Good.
When you said
you said,
I think I said lasagna tray or something like that. When you said you were moving next time, I said, easier to just bring back the lasagna tray.
Yes, the tray has been brought back to its rightful owner. Yes, that's happened.
Very good, Christopher. And really quick, that was the best James Dolan interview ever.
The man
came across as a human for the first time.
Like I said, when he was talking about, you know, his patience with the New York Rangers, you heard what I said to him.
Yeah.
Because that's not what his reputation has been. And I thought that was as comfortable and laid back as I've seen James in a situation like this, where he's being asked questions about, you know, his teams and ownership of the Knicks and Rangers and Garden, all that stuff. And now you just hope it equates to a championship.
Yeah.
Because without a championship, you're right. There's going to be a feeling of incompleteness for all of us as fans. Like, I was born in 69, but I didn't get to enjoy the 73 championship.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, the closest I've come is two NBA finals. Mm-hmm. I have two finals appearances.
Yep.
And obviously could never get past Jordan. The Charles Smith, you know, failure to dunk the ball is, one of the worst moments in my sports fandom. So I need a Knick championship,
and I
speak for millions of us who need. And by the way, I was thinking about this, talking to my kids about this the other day. Of all the teams, you know, for you it's the Rangers maybe, right, 94. Obviously the Knicks go back to 73, Mets 86, right? I think a Knick championship would be bigger than any championship.
I think the reason you would say that and the reason you may be right is because I don't think there's another team that unites us. Like, let's be honest, there's not that many.
The Nets don't exist.
The Nets don't exist. Almost every Met fan, Yankee fan are Knick fans. Every Giant Jet fan, Knick fans. Like, so the idea that championship would unite us all, you might be right. That might be the biggest championship.
That would be the biggest and the biggest celebration
I think
New York's ever had from a championship. All due respect to the Giants, the Yankees, 86, all that stuff.
Yeah.
A Knick championship?
Probably the biggest.
Game changer, I think, for all of us. Here's Liz in Levittown. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Craigie. How you doing?
Doing good, sweet stuff. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're back.
Thank you.
I am so happy. I can't tell you.
Hi, Liz. I'm here too.
His name is Chris, by the way, not Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I just said to somebody, who's with him? What's his name? not to, you know, but.
That's okay. You don't listen to radio at 3:30 in the morning? Shame on you.
What's on your mind, Liz?
Well, I just noticed that the atmosphere in New York is very negative and sad and everything. So I wanted to tell you that there's a superstar in the making in the Islanders. That's something we could look forward
to. His name is Schaefer.
Oh, my God. So listen, can I tell the story?
I don't know what the story is.
So you trust me, don't you?
I trust you implicitly. Ever since you sent me those pictures, yes.
Okay. So I had a problem in my house. There's mold, whatever, and we had to go to a hotel. We went to the Garden City residence inn. And while I was there, there was the Islanders. I guess they had what I thought was people trying out. And they would go to Eisenhower Park to practice. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm like a sports fan. Like, okay, I said to this kid, just believe you can get there. You can do it. And he's looking at me very respectful. And I said to him, what's your name? He goes, Matthew Schaefer. I'm like, okay, cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yes, very cool. And I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
What a wonderful kid.
Great.
So I'm hoping that, we can stop talking about,
Well, I would say this to you, Liz, and from everything I've heard about the kid, he is a great kid. I know he lives with Boomer's daughter and son-in-law and all that, so they know him very, very well. But if there's going to be a championship in this town on the ice, it's got to be the New York Rangers.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions I didn't get around to asking when we were talking Rangers, because he mentioned development with the Knicks, and the development with the Rangers has been a real problem. They're yet to find their Schaefer. Like, they had, Jack Hughes, number one pick for the Devils, big star. Schaefer now, first pick for the Islanders, big star. They had Kaapo Kakko as the second overall pick, and Lafreniere was the first overall pick. Kaapo Kakko's already not here, and Lafreniere is nowhere near the player those two other guys are. That has been a major problem for the New York Rangers. Their development, they had their chance at their superstars. The other two teams in this town have hit. Rangers have just failed miserably.
Yeah, I do think if the road record and home record were reversed,
we'd feel differently.
It's the same record, but I do think Ranger fans would feel a little bit differently, because at least you would have gone to the Garden and seen a win,
right?
Not seen another shutout loss or a one-goal loss. So I do think where you win sometimes, like the New York Knicks, what did we start off, 13-1 at home this year?
Yeah, something.
So every time I go to the Garden, I'm getting a win.
Two.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I do think where you win games sometimes plays a role in that as well.
It's not like they're in the playoffs, though. I mean, they're out of it's close. They're not like completely out of it. The season isn't dead, but it's not like they're a winning team right now. They're like in the bottom two or three teams in the division.
So they need to
win more games anywhere. Yes, you're right. We'd probably feel better about them if they won more home games than road games. But it's they need to win more everywhere.
So here's the question for you.
Yes.
If I have a choice,
mm-hmm.
you and I get to sit on the glass
okay.
for a Ranger game,
yep.
or we're sitting, the only place I sit at the Garden for basketball,
yeah.
which is on the wood.
Right.
Are you on the wood,
yeah.
or are you on the glass?
No, I'm on the wood.
Basketball first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up with that. Hockey's the one sport I didn't really play. I am a hockey fan and a Ranger fan, and for a brief time, when the Rangers were going to the playoffs every stinking year, and the Knicks were just an absolute disaster, I ended up going to a ton of Ranger games and becoming a bigger Ranger fan. But no, I'm basketball's.
So you want to sit on the wood is what you're
yes.
saying. That's the request day
correct.
One. Okay,
that's
we can make
request.
That happen.
What, if I gave you choice A or B. Oh, choice A, huh? Look at you asking for all
I'm just
this.
Saying, you're asking yeah. to sit on the wood.
No, I'm asking.
Okay, fine.
I'm saying if you're going to take me to either one, I'll take
hey,
court
Pete,
side
do me a favor.
Game.
Call Timothy Chalamet. Tell him he can't sit on the wood next Thursday because I got to bring Big Mac with me. That's all. Done.
I want to challenge him to a ping pong match.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
One of the worst movies you've ever
Highly
seen?
Highly disappointed with
really?
It.
Really?
Great actor.
Yeah.
I appreciate him getting his accolades. Yeah. He was brilliant in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away.
No.
It's loosely based on a real person.
Yeah.
A great American ping pong player who's kind of like the Bobby Riggs. Of the ping pong
okay.
world. He
yeah.
was a hustler.
Okay.
He would lose the first five matches in a ping pong hall on purpose and take all your
sure.
money.
Sure. Okay.
All right? The movie meanders.
Mm-hmm.
There's four different stories that are not truly well connected.
Right.
And it was 2 hours and 20 minutes wasted of my life.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't have been more disappointed.
I've heard other people say that it's a tough watch because the main character is so unlikable.
Yeah, he's unlikable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look, I thought the Dylan movie stunk too.
Oh, really?
Did you like that movie?
Dylan movie? I saw it
and
on
again,
a plane. It was all right.
I thought he was brilliant as Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
But the movie was terrible.
I didn't think terrible. I wouldn't call it one of my favorites. But.
And I love going to movies. And I was like, I just wasted $60 on two popcorns, two Coke slushies, and $15 tickets for me and Lucky, my son.
Yeah.
And I want to leave.
Yeah. That's a bummer. I wonder, like, Leonardo DiCaprio was talking about the future of movie theaters. Like, I think that's when you really start to get bummed out. About where
that we're not going to go to theaters anymore.
Yeah, like
right.
they're going to become like
well,
niche.
And then when you do go to a movie theater,
right.
and you're like, "What a waste of my time! This movie wasn't great."
Right?
Why am I going to go to another movie?
Right?
That's fair.
Not like that. And studio, like you know, Netflix, or whatever, is buying up these studios. They want 17-day runs. That's it.
Like I can't wait to see the new Netflix movie with Affleck and Damon called
yeah.
Rip.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks like a great action
yeah.
movie, kind of like The Town, that
right.
type of thing.
But I want to go see The Odyssey, the new Christopher Nolan.
You're
Magic.
A Christopher Nolan guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's not a Christopher Nolan guy?
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not a Christopher Nolan guy?
Ruined Batman.
You can leave at 6:30.
He did. He ruined Batman.
Ruined Batman?
Ruined Batman.
That's absolutely outrageous.
He ruined it.
It's outrageous. The Dark Knight is the best comic book movie ever.
One of the Dark Knights.
The Heath Ledger one. The middle one, yeah.
Heath Ledger, Dark Knight, yes.
Dark Knight Return, Rises,
whatever
or whatever was the third one.
Yeah.
No, the Dark Knight with Heath
Still
Ledger.
Still not as good as the Michael Keaton Batman.
It's far better.
You think?
Yes, in my opinion. It's an opinion thing. But, I mean, it's one thing to say you preferred that Batman to this Batman.
Yes.
It's another to say it ruined Batman.
I thought it ruined
you
Batman.
You have seen George Clooney play Batman, correct?
That ruined George
well,
Clooney.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what that
I mean,
meant.
You've seen other
yes.
Batmans.
Yes.
No, the three Batman, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies are incredibly well done.
Here's Bernadette in Oceanside.
Ruined.
Bernadette, how are
ruined
you?
Ruined Batman.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, baby.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Chris. How are you? I'm
good.
So happy for you.
Thank you very much, Bernadette.
Yes, and Craig, don't think all the lovely ladies just love you. I love Chris.
Yes.
Okay?
Me and Bernadette go way back.
Right,
way to crush me on my first day back, Bernadette. Thank you so much.
You mean crush you. I love you. Are you kidding? And I've been radio silent in the morning.
I haven't heard from you, yeah.
Well, yes, I know.
I guess I should ask the question every listener right now wants to know.
Yes.
What are you wearing right now?
My jacket. I was online on hold on Walgreens pharmacy line to pick up my medication.
Perfect.
And I was on the phone with you guys on hold.
Oh. Couldn't have painted a sexier picture. Did you take
the call from the pharmacy or not?
No, now I'm in the house and I changed to the speaker. And I still have my jacket on. I just walked in the door. I swear to God.
Okay.
But, Chris, I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you, Bernadette.
I really am. I mean, you deserve it. You killed me at night. And I loved you. And I still love you. And I'm wondering if Brett called you today.
Yeah, Brett has not called me today, no.
These are regular overnight callers,
and Brett and Bernadette had a thing
great.
Where they didn't all get along.
Well, Bernadette, yeah. I appreciate
thank you, Bernadette.
You
appreciate
staying up
you.
To watch the show and listen to it. And the good news for you is that you can listen to Chris every weekday afternoon now from 2 to 7.
That's it.
Which is a great gift to the listeners,
I think.
It is
a great gift.
Yes.
And I'm bringing fans to the show.
That's all we want you to do. Take a quick break. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. It's the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton. More after this.
And we're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.